Thank you. Virtual Field Day for the 21st century. Let's take a look at this. Now, if you were at last year's meeting, how many of you all heard the keynote address by Sunny Ramaswamy, director at NIFA? He put this graph up. I took a picture of it, and I actually showed it to him Friday when he was visiting us. And what he said was that, you know, our field days are 1950s. We did this in the 50s. We need to use modern technology to get our word out. I mean, we're in the second decade of the 21st century, second half of the second decade. It's time that we start utilizing that information. Because field days, we've been around forever. This is taken out in the early 70s, and we all have done this, been there, done that. We have a trailer that goes through. We stand in front of a field that maybe has nothing to do with what we're talking about, and we talk about things, and they move on. I've been part of this. Maybe probably many of you all have been part of this. And then how we get people there, just as you mentioned, we feed them a free meal. People like food. And we fed, this is back in the 70s, we fed them inside machine sheds. Oh, I'm passing through here very quick. And really, things haven't changed that much. We still have trams that we bring the folks out, and we talk about things right in front of a plot, whether it has anything to do with what we're talking about. And this is me, back in August, talking about cover crops, standing in front of a soybean field that did not even have cover crops grown in it. But that was just a convenient spot to stay. And then it started to rain. And I was out in the middle of the rain talking about this. So, but is it really where we want to go? Because we have very nice facilities now where people come and they have a nice breakfast and they get to interact and they get to hear a political speaker. This guy won last night, so he's happy. It's Roy Blunt. But, and there's even our dean that's sitting there listening to him. So people come to this. But then what happens? You know, we have at this particular facility 1,500 people eating breakfast. And 20 out in the field hearing talks. This happens a lot. How many of y'all have seen this? As a matter of fact, like my brother said, our dad, who's 96, is the typical person that comes to this, a retired farmer. He's the one that comes to this because he has the time. So we got to think about this. How are people really getting their information? How are we getting our information today? And I say it's this thing right here. How many of you all have used it already this morning? I know I have. How many of y'all use this at church? How many come up? Be honest. How many look around at church? How many people are using their cell phone? My wife elbows me every Sunday because that's what I'm doing. But we get a lot of information off that now. You know, we had a hydrostatic lawnmower on YouTube, how to fix it. My wife and I took dance lessons. We're terrible at it. So what we did is that we got on YouTube and we learned, so we practiced out in the garage using YouTube. How to set the combine, how to, it even made something really practical for us, how to kill glyphosate weeds. That's where we're getting our information from. But how long is our attention span? 10 or 15 minutes? I was bored with Ray after 5. And you're probably getting bored already after 2. It's not very long. We've got to keep this fairly short and get to the point. So let's talk about that, what we can do. Well, now, the first speaker talked about specialized field days. We have those, and they're great. But what we have found out is that after 2 or 3 times, people start waning in their interest. We have that with our quail field days, same thing. Or if we do have a great field day, if we bring a lot of people in, we start wondering, are we getting more into entertainment or actually teaching them something? So we start getting into that. And you all are laughing. You know exactly what I'm talking about. I imagine you have that same struggle. Where is entertainment and where does education begin? So let's take a look at what we could do. What we need is that we need, of course, to address a problem or a solution. But we want to show treatments in action over time. You don't want me standing out in front of something that has nothing to do with what we're talking about. We want to see what the problem was, what we're doing about it, and what's the solution. We want to have something meaningful come out then. We want it to be professionally done, and we want branding. Branding is big. Our deans love branding. They love for people to know where this is coming from. That's why we have our little sticker down there. We'd get in trouble if we didn't do that. Now, one of our researchers is starting to video his field days. This is a specialized field day, a pest management field day. So he said, he got one of his folks. Let's start video. And this is just an example. who's got music to it. This is on the line. You can see it anytime. So let's look at this. We'll look for just a little bit. Okay, I won't do the whole thing. It's about 3.5 minutes long. But let's look at this. Branding. Where'd that come from? I don't know. I know where it is. It was the Division of Plant Sciences, but was it the University of Missouri? You don't know that. So we got some branding in there, but not got a lot of branding in there. Did it have a problem? Yes. With herbicide carryover? Have solutions? Yes. But could you see what was going on? He had his treatments out there, but you said, even if you're at the field today, could you really see it? Greg, you were probably there. Could you really see what the treatments really were? And you, of course, invited to come back. But when we have a video, we've got to be very deliberate in showing exactly what we're talking about. And that's what we got to make sure that we do this. So, and it's also just a one snapshot in time that we showed. A lot of his carryover problems were already been addressed. They've already been masked by some growth. So you really couldn't see what was going on. So we actually started this last year. And this is one of the ones that I presented last year. I got a journalism student. MU is number one in journalism. We do one thing really well. We do journalism really well at the University of Missouri. So I got an ag journalism student. I gave her the task, I want you to make me these videos, these educational videos. And so this is one of the ones that she made, and we'll see it, and let's critique it just a little bit. Oh, this is not where we want to go. I like music. Now, that was good, but did we have the branding that we needed? When our dean saw it the very first time, he said, where's the brand? Where's the Kaffner at? There's no College of Agriculture, Food and Natural Resources. Now, we talked about his problem or his program, but was there any action? This was just a talking head, wasn't it? Was this any different than going to a field day and listening to him talk? It really wasn't. So if we're going to do a video, we got to make sure that we're showing something that's just not one shot in time, that doesn't have a conclusion that all goes with it. So it was a great start, but we've got some work to do. So this past year, I hired another journalism student. Now this time, she was a graduate student in journalism. I showed her these videos. I said, let's improve upon this. Let's go to the next step. Here's some things that we need to do. So let's see what we came up with this past year. You know about crossing. So this was a little bit longer than I probably would have liked, but this is a great how-to. But was there branding? Yes. And if you notice, his shirt always said the Division of Plant Sciences that he fell under. So not only did we have the Kaffner, we had the division. Talked about a subject, yes, the action. We actually could show what was going on. And it actually came back later and showed the pods after they had actually sat on. Now, we could have took it a little bit further and showed others, but it was getting a little bit longer. Now, why didn't I have one that showed maybe the problem, the solution? I had a hard time getting faculty to do this. I paid for this person. It would have cost them nothing, but they didn't want to take the time. Andrew was very willing to do it each time. So this is a real problem, I think, getting folks out there to want to do it. Now, Sunny Ramaswamy came to visit us Friday, last past Friday. I was telling him about this, and he said, did you mention the funding source? No. He said, you've got to mention the funding source. And not just NIFA or whoever you get the funding from, even the state of where you're from. Make sure the people know that without them, this could not happen. So we've got to make sure that we talk about that also. And I'm going to end this with, we also use this as a announcement for a field day. This is, you'll see your moderator here, or hear him speaking in the background. This is a very short one that we did right before our pollinator field day. And we also get these out, of course, with YouTube and other social media that we can use. Right. Any questions? Yes, in the back first. The auction.
I totally agree with what you're saying.
Yes, exactly. That, and using students, it's. I wish I had a little more professionals working on this, because we're learning as it goes. That's first. Excuse me. I pay her $18 an hour. She works 20, 30 hours a week in the summer, and then because she's a graduate student, so she's doing this on the side. So we had to set aside some dollars. We spent about $4,000 on equipment. But really, that's a small price to pay to get some good information out. Great purse.
Well, I was thinking, we have good journalism school that you can get out. Could there be a partnership with them to help train some of the men's faculty in how to do a video, who's the dose, how to get to the point.
And how to take one the right way. Because I've learned a lot. Yes, sir. Sonny Ramaswamy is director of NIFA. He said, you better be showing me ways of doing this. I think if we want to continue to get funding, show me something different. How many of us, we write grants? We want to have a field day workshop. That's not it anymore. We've got to get our word out. I think there's no ifs, ands, or buts about it. And convincing them, this is where we're getting our information from, right here. There was one right here. You had a question. The brand wise, I have let the journalism, this is crazy. I told a journalism student, you got $5,000 to spend. Get what you need to have to do it right. And I think the camera, I think it was about a $1,200 camera. She got the tripod. She got some lights because she would envision that she might be doing some stuff like interviews also. So she went ahead and got what she thought was professional quality equipment. Way in the back. I think the biggest challenge is getting them to know it's out there. And I asked her, Stephanie is the graduate student, I asked her, how are we going to do this? And she mentioned at the end of our videos on YouTube, we have all these other ways that we can get out in social media. And I think that is going to be the big, big issue, is getting them to know that it's out there. Yes. What? Twenty. This particular one. But you know, for our field day, for the one that I said was more of a entertainment than it was substance, I paid another $50 two different times, a $25, and like a $4 to boost our number of hits. And we got several thousand hits on Facebook advertising our field day. And I think we've got to be willing to pay, maybe put a few dollars toward that. And I found out you've got to have something that attracts people's attention. That's how you do it. Yes, sir.
So, in regards to like field days and field tours, I've been trying to actually do the same thing in California. Soils and forestry and sort of things. The actual film unit's difficult. Tours are difficult. You're really like, out in a different environment. So, have you thought about developing like a field tour with the expressed interest of film and video and bringing in like, people who are coming to the tours, actually interviewing them, asking them questions, and then and product them, they'll be a part of it, you share it with them, and then they'll spend the time on all these little sublinks, right? You're getting that out to them, to other people. So I think, like, an integrative tour / environment for other people to be engaged in this process would be really cool.
That's a great idea. Because we've found out, like field days, if you take your picture and post it on your Facebook, they will like it. All their friends will like it. And that thing that you've shared, you've grown. That's a wonderful idea. To get the people at the field days or at the conferences involved in this. Yes. Great idea. I saw his talk last year. I don't know if he's here this year or not, but it was wonderful. But he uses stills. And Stephanie, this year, really likes utilizing stills also. She said there's a place for stills and a place for video. And having that professional eye is what we as researchers need. We don't have that. And we need that collaboration. So I'm excited about this. We're going to keep continuing as long as we can do it. And I hope to excite our other researchers about doing the same thing.